Now, eating fish can be beneficial to your health as long as the fish you choose isn't laced with contaminants, such as mercury. The body can metabolize small amounts of mercury, but too much is toxic to the brain and nervous system, and children and fetuses are most vulnerable. For years, scientists have noticed that deep-sea fish contain more mercury than fish from shallower waters. Now, a paper published in Nature Geoscience explains why different fish have different amounts of mercury. Joel Blum is a professor of geochemistry at the University of Michigan and co-author of the paper. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
So your most recent study was about the toxic mercury found in fish. What did you notice about the different fish in your study?
Well, prior to this particular study, a colleague of mine had noticed that the deeper that fish lived in the ocean, the higher their concentrations of mercury were in their tissues. And so we wanted to understand why that was. And the study that we've just done was really focused on that problem.
So why is it that these fish have different amounts of mercury depending on how deep they swim in the ocean?
So the key to mercury, to understanding mercury, is that there are several different forms of mercury in the environment. And there's one form that is taken up into fish and that is most toxic, which is called methylmercury. And what we found in our study is that methylmercury is formed in the ocean at a variety of different depths in the ocean. But when it forms near the surface of the ocean, sunlight breaks down the methylmercury back to its common form and therefore essentially detoxifies it. But deeper in the ocean, where there is no sunlight, this process doesn't take place, and so the toxic form of mercury can build up and can be incorporated into the food web and ultimately into fish.
Where does the mercury in the fish come from?
In general, most of the mercury that's in the ocean came from the atmosphere and was deposited into the ocean in rainfall. And so the next question would be, why is there mercury in the atmosphere? And the main source of mercury to the atmosphere is the combustion of coal that we use to produce energy.
So most of the mercury in the atmosphere is not this toxic methyl mercury. How does it get that way?
The inorganic mercury that's in the atmosphere is processed by bacteria, which turn it into methyl mercury. One of the things that we found in our study is that this processing or this methylation can happen in the open ocean, which we didn't previously realize.
How does the mercury affect the fish?
As far as we know, the mercury doesn't have a direct effect on the fish's behavior or health. At the levels that it's found in fish, it certainly can affect humans who eat the fish, but the fish themselves don't seem to be affected by the mercury.
And these are fish that you've done your research on that are fish that we're likely to eat, right?
Yeah, we looked at a whole range of fish. We looked at 9 different species of fish, and among those are several different types of tuna, swordfish, and a number of other commonly eaten fish from the Pacific Ocean.
You studied fish in the Pacific. How do the mercury levels in the Atlantic fish compare to that?
Well, they're similar. There's a recent study that compared mercury in the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean, and it seems that mercury in the Atlantic over time is actually decreasing somewhat, which is believed to be the effect of reduced emissions of mercury from North America, whereas mercury in the Pacific Ocean is on the increase due to increased emissions from the Asian continent.
And that would be burning of coal, then?
Exactly. That's the main source of mercury that's coming to the atmosphere from Asia.
So, by the way, Joel, from your research, which fish were the most loaded with mercury?
The fish that have the highest level that we studied are swordfish. And swordfish are top predators, and they also live deep in the ocean. And that kind of double whammy gives you the highest levels. And those are fish that one really has to consider how much they eat because the exposure to mercury is really quite significant.
What do you hope comes out of this study, Joel?
Well, what we've really done is improved our understanding of the whole cycle of mercury, of how it gets into the marine environment, how it becomes toxic, and where it's taken up in the food chain. And so by having a better understanding of this process, you know, we hope that we can inform people about which fish should be avoided and which fish have lower levels of mercury and would be better choices for consumption.
Joel Blum is a geochemistry professor at the University of Michigan who traces toxic metals through the environment. Joel, thanks for taking the time with me today.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.